lot of topics in brachas daf mem. We'll try to get it done in 5 minutes. The Gemara starts off by a discussion of what's going to be considered a hefsek in between making a bracha and eating the food. So if you offer bread, tol bruch, you offer bread to somebody, so that's not considered a hefsek. However, the Gemara is machlokas tanaim. What if you're asking for salt, or if you're feeding animals, you tell somebody that they have to feed the animals, there's machlokas whether that's considered a hefsek or not, whether that's considered to be sarach su'uda, because maybe you're not allowed to eat without feeding the animals. Maybe we know you're not allowed to eat without feeding animals, so maybe that halacha makes it that it's considered sarach su'uda. The Gemara then discusses that you're not supposed to break bread, you're not supposed to be botzei al hapas, unless there's salt in front of all the people sitting at the table, or if the bread is pas nikia. If it's very clean, fine bread, so then you don't have to worry to make sure that there's salt in front of everybody. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions, once we're telling different statements of Rava Bar Shmuel, the Gemara mentions that Rava Bar Shmuel taught that when a person is matul meraglayim, when a person urinates, they should do so either sitting down or into a soft dirt from a high area onto a slant where they're not going to have to worry about nitzotzos. The Gemara then tells us that after eating, some health advice, a person should eat salt, and after drinking everything, a person should always drink water, and that water helps keep stomach ailments to a minimum. The Gemara then tells us other foods that are unhealthy for a person to eat that could lead to bad breath and could lead to other issues, other stomach issues that from eating the wrong types of food. Then the Gemara goes on to say that the Gemara makes a drasha that Rabbi Yehuda has that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that we learn from the pasuk that obviously it's not telling us that we only bless Hashem during the day and not at night, but it's telling us that each day we give a Hashem a bracha that relates to that day. So too, every different type of food we eat should have a specific bracha according to Rabbi Yehuda that relates to that particular food. The Gemara then concludes before the Mishnah by telling us that lo kamidas hakadosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. When it comes to normal things in this world, when you have an empty kli, it's ripe to be filled. It has so much potential to fill it up. When something's full, there's nothing else that could be put into it. But when it comes to Torah learning, it's not that way. If a person is already full of Torah, im shamoa tishmu, then he's going to be able to learn even more Torah. If he's not Shema, if he hasn't learned so much, then it's going to be much, much harder for him to learn more. The Gemara tells us that that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ground is what provides the fruits and not the tree itself. And therefore, if a person makes a bar pri adama on a fruit, he's yotze, because it is actually the adama that gives the major nutrition to the fruit. And the other nafkamina lalacha would be if you bring fruits from a tree, and then the tree it's for bikurim, and then the tree was cut down. Can you read the parsha of bikurim? Can you say that this is from your land that you still have if the tree was cut down? So if you hold that the ground is the primary is the primary basis of the growth of the fruit, so then you could still be korei the parsha of bikurim. The Gemara tells us that bar pri eitz doesn't work on anything that won't regenerate itself each year. The bar pri eitz is only for the fruit that if you cut it down from the tree, the branch will continue to regenerate that fruit. And the Gemara has a difference of opinion as to what the eitz hadas was. What type of tree the eitz hadas was? Was it a fig tree? Was it a grapevine? Was it a stalk of wheat? Different opinions. None of the opinions, as we mentioned this morning, are that it was an apple tree. That doesn't exist. So the daf mem beis, the Gemara quotes machlokas amoraim, whether shahakol, we know shahakol is a bracha that works for everything, does it work for wine and bread? And maybe wine and bread is too chashuv because it warrants its own bracha, maybe shahakol doesn't work. It also quotes machlokas tanaim, if you need a matbeah shetavacham the brachas. Can a person, let's say, when he eats a fig, say, kamana atemazu baruch hamakom shabara? How wonderful is this fig? Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created it. Is that a violation of being Mishana Mimabeh Shetavacham Mibrachos, and therefore would be no good, or do we say that there's no such violation? That would be fine. If a person makes a bracha in other languages, like Binyamin Raya used to do, where he would say Brich Murray Dahai Pita, so that works even if it's not a direct translation of the original bracha, so long as Machlokas, what exactly you have to mention, either you mention Shem Hashem according to one opinion, the other opinion is that you have to mention Malchus as well. The Elokeinu Melech HaOlam in whatever language you're making the bracha. It's also machlokas whether you make a bracha on a min klala. Does a person make a bracha on grasshoppers? Grasshoppers are something that's a min klala. Vinegar is something that happens when wine spoils. So does that or does that not get a bracha? That's a machlokas in the Mishnah on Memon Beis. We also have a machlokas if you have a choice to make a bracha on a variety of things, whether you should make a bracha on Zayin Minim first, on the seven Minim that are at Shul is praised with, or whatever is chaviv, whatever a person likes the best. And then the last thing we read this morning, even though it's not the end of the daf yet, was that mushrooms are considered gidule karka, for the purposes of a person takes a neder from gidule karka, but they are not yonek mena karka. They don't get any nourishment from the ground. The nourishment is from the atmosphere, from the air, so they are a shahakal, they are not a bar pi adam. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara discusses the definition of the word novlos that appears in the Mishnah, that it means some sort of sun-dried date. Novlos tamara is a machlokas if it means sun-dried or wind-blown, and the Gemara concludes that it means something that's wind-blown. And the very last thing the Gemara discusses is that Hefker and Matnos Aniyim are pater from Maestros, unless you are a son Goren, you bring them to the threshing floor and you make process them properly. Once you process them properly, then they become chayiv in Maestros. Okay, that's Daf Mem.